Good evening, Chiefs fans, and welcome in to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. One final time from Dozer Park, maybe, weather permitting, as the tarp is currently on the field. We are in a holding pattern at the moment. Some rain in the vicinity. We do not have a scheduled start time. The rain has lightened up. It really just depends on what radar you're looking at in regards to kind of what to expect over the next 45 minutes or an hour plus. So right now we wait. We're in a holding pattern. Of course, the pitchers will have to get warmed up. Some field maintenance should be fitted in as well. So not really sure on the time frame. This update is really more of a, hey, heads up, more than anything substantial. So we will keep you updated as we know more, but at the moment, we are in a delay. We will not start on time. 6:35 first pitch will not happen this evening from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, Illinois. The pitching matchup, should we get underway, right-hander Stephen Cruz will go for Wisconsin. He was really good against us on Tuesday. Cruz, who's crafty, allowed just two hits over four scoreless. He punched out six, so we'll get another look at him. Austin Love, the right-hander, will go for Peoria, 7-12 with a 5.90. He whiffed 10 batters on Tuesday but took the loss as he gave up four earned tallies. So we hope to have baseball tonight, weather permitting, but for the moment, we are in a weather delay. It's an unfortunate way to kick off the final home game here in 2022. We hope to get it in tonight, and we hope to bring you Peoria Chiefs baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. For now, we are in a delay. We will step aside. We'll cut in periodically with updates. But for now, this is Cody Schindler stepping away. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Keep it here for updates. Rich in the Rec with you and the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. We do have an update as the tarp is now off the field. The grounds crew will begin the process of manicuring the dirt and getting us ready for baseball. We do not yet have a start time, as there is one more cell behind us that we are keeping an eye on. So we are kind of in that holding pattern. We remain in a holding pattern. 6:35 the time right now, but obviously we will not have baseball on time from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. So, again, the current status of tonight's game, we are in a delay, still hoping to play this evening. The grounds crew is currently working on the field. They still have to drag the infield and chalk the lines. Meanwhile, on the back end of this storm system, we're waiting on one more cell, perhaps, certainly a cell that we are keeping an eye on. So a lot going on. As of now, the tarp is off the field, but we do not have a start time just yet. Keep it right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. We will cut in with updates as they become available, but we obviously will not start on time this evening in the home finale from Dozer Park. It's Cody Schindler with the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Keep it here. We will update you throughout the evening.
Back here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe here with you. Tarp is off the field. Rain is hopefully away, and we are getting set for baseball. The home finale of the 2022 season. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers getting set to duke it out for a sixth and final time here on this Sunday evening. We'll give you a quick run-through of lineups. First, for the Timber Rattlers, Darian Miller, after a night off last night, back in the fold tonight. He's doing the catching, leading things off for Wisconsin. Jackson Chorio in center field bat second. Jefferson Carroll, the DH, will hit third. Ernesto Martinez off the IL this afternoon. He is in at first base in the cleanup slot. Ben Metzinger at third base bats fifth. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, will swing at sixth. Zach Robbie out in left field bats seventh. Ethan Murray in the eight hole at second base. And Jose Acosta in right field rounds out the nine for the Timber Rattlers. For our Chiefs, Todd Lott, he'll lead it off in right field. Jacob Buschberger will follow him up at second base. L.J. Jones, a DH, will hit third. Osvaldo Tobolin in the cleanup slot at first. Tyler Reichenborn out in left, bats fifth. The switch batter, Mac Chambers, plays shortstop and hits sixth. Noah Menlinger at third base, bats seventh. Luis Rodriguez behind the plate doing the catching, he'll bat eighth. And Tommy Jew rounds out the order in center field, batting ninth for our homestanding Chiefs. They'll go up against the right-hander, Stephen Cruz. He was very, very good on Tuesday. A pitching rematch of that night. Austin Love will toe the slab for Peoria. Getting set for baseball here in the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Those lineups, of course, brought to you by Interstate Batteries, as they have been all season long. We will have baseball for you from Dozer Park in just a handful of minutes. Good crowd has stuck around. We're getting set for the home finale on Fan Appreciation Night from Dozer Park. Back in a flash on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs Streaming Network, Game 6 on tap, just a handful of minutes away. Before we get going, we'll give you a quick run-through of our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We'll start in the Midwest League. West Michigan, Fort Wayne, top of the eighth. It's the Whitecaps with a 9-3 lead over the Tin Caps. A no-hitter on the line in South Bend. Lansing with a 1-0 lead. They're holding on to a slim margin, but the Cubs held without a hit through six innings there. Of course, our game's set to get going in just a couple of minutes. A few finals to report to you. A couple of doubleheaders from around the Midwest League. A few games washed away yesterday. Lake County blanks Great Lakes in game one, 4-0. And Great Lakes, they bounce back in game two with a 3-2 victory. So they split the double dip on this Sunday. Dayton 8-7 over Cedar Rapids in game one. They also swiped game two in a shutout, 7-0 to score there. And Beloit, they pick up a win over Quad City, 6-1. Those are the finals to report to you. Our game set to get started in just a couple of minutes. Go around the major leagues while we have a couple of more moments. Finals to report to you, 5-1. The Diamondbacks down the Brewers. Astros 9-1 winners over the Angels. Giants 5-3. They top the Phillies. Reds 10-0 shutout over the Rockies. The Cardinals, they pick up a 2-0 victory over the Cubs. Twins, they pick up a big win in the AL wildcard race, 5-1 over the White Sox. Nationals 7-1. They top the Mets. Yankees a 2-1 slim margin of victory over the Rays. Royals a one-run win over the Tigers 3-2. Athletics, they blank the Orioles 5-0. Braves 7-1 over the Marlins. Rockies defeat the Reds 8-4. Blue Jays 4-3 over the Pirates. Red Sox 5-2 over the Rangers. Two games still ongoing in the majors right now. It's the Mariners, a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth over the Guardians. That game was in a hefty rain delay. Padres 1-0 atop the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball, that game in the fourth as well. Chiefs getting set to be introduced as they are right now. Baseball just a couple of minutes away. And to take it away, here's Cody Schindler.
Brendan, thank you kindly. As the Chiefs are getting introduced, have the anthem in just a moment, but we're going to do it a little differently tonight. Brendan and I will have all nine innings for you. We're going to flip-flop back and forth. We're going to shoot the breeze. We're going to talk some ball. We're going to talk about things that are not baseball-related, but we've got a lot of things on tap this evening as the Chiefs and Timber Rattlers just about ready to go in game number 126 of 132. Of course, this is the home finale, but do not forget six more still to come next week in the Quad Cities. Austin Love, the right-hander, will go for our Chiefs. He will be opposed by fellow right-hander Stephen Cruz, a rematch from Tuesday, and it's coming at you in just a few moments. We will step aside for the anthem. Baseball next. You betcha. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Once again, from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, Illinois, Peoria Chiefs baseball coming at you one final time from Dozer Park in 2022. Cody Schindler here with you. I'm joined by the great Brendan Howe. We are just about ready for first pitch. Let's give you the Timber Rattlers lineup one last time. Of course, lineup's brought to you by Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Miller, Churio, Caro at the top. Martinez, Metzinger, Garcia in the middle. Robbie, Murray, and Acosta round things out. Chiefs defensively, Reichenborn, Jew, and a lot. Left to right across the outfield. Menlinger, Chambers, Bushberger, and Tobalane from third to first on the dirt. Luis Rodriguez handles the catching for Austin Love, whose first pitch misses low at 7:25 local. Do the math, a 50-minute delay, but good things come to those who wait. Here's the 1-0. Miller, a swing and a foul. This will get out of play. Down the left field line, Brendan, Darien has he's caused us some problems this week.
He absolutely has. I mean, leadoff homer twice this week, and that night off last night, good for a reprieve.
It's a 1-1 delivery. Slider missed down and in. Two balls and a strike. There's nothing comfortable about getting ambushed on the first pitch. From the wine, the next offering. Miller, a foul tip into the mitt, 2-2.
Now he certainly doesn't get cheated up there, right? I mean, a lot of good hacks out of this guy, Miller.
Much better than his average suggests, right? Which is, you know, amongst the new age of baseball fans is an outdated stat anyway, so that's fine. 222, the batting average. He has homered 12 times as he rolls one to the right side. Under the glove of Tobalane, it's the second baseman, Bushberger, who fires to Love covering, and they get out number one. Boy, that was an interesting play to get things started. Tobalane came up empty on the backhand attempt, but credit Bushberger as he ranged to his left.
Hey, your everyday 4-1 put out to get things started.
What a way for Chorio. We appreciate his talent. I don't know if we've thoroughly enjoyed watching him this week. First pitch from Love, misses high and away, ball one. Look, he's the top prospect in the Brewers system. We're not going out on a limb or anything of the sort. 1-0 pitch, a slider strike to even things. But I mean, what have you seen this week? I'm sure the bat speed jumps out right away.
Absolutely. I just think his, you know, his presence in the box and able to work counts.
1-1 heater misses outside, 2-1. But, no, I agree on that point, right? He does not look overmatched.
No, and you would expect maybe an 18-year-old jumping right into things that, you know, might be a little bit overpowered at times. That's certainly not the case with this young man.
2-1 serve. That one taken wide. Three balls and a strike. Austin Love, he is a strikeout pitcher. He could generate some swings and misses. He whiffed 10 Wisconsin batters on Tuesday, though he took the loss. Here's a 3-1. Pitch taken outside, ball four. Chorio slammed that bat to the dirt. Discards his elbow guard, and the T-Rats have their first runner of the night for Kiro. You got the game time temperature? Ooh, let's race.
Can certainly get it for you.
Yeah, let's see who gets there first.
Oh, boy. Pressure's on.
72.
73.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
Wow, okay. We're off the mark a little bit.
I've got it, you take it. Fouls it back, nothing one. That was like a right fielder and a center fielder converging, and both guys were calling it at the same time, but neither one could hear each other.
Yeah, it's a matter of who gets there first.
The game time temperature is 72.5 degrees, brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling.
Good compromise there.
Yes. One-on-one out. Here's a pick to first. Chorio back with a head first dive. Chiefs wearing their Stars and Stripes unis, by the way. Navy blue ball, caps with a red bill, home white pants. These unis will be auctioned off post-game. Scott's in a fine look, wearing their alternate tops. Love misses inside to make it 1-1. Baby blue tops, traveling gray pants, a splash of gold. These jerseys mimic the Brewers City Connect uniforms. This is a nice touch. Real not running the 1-1 pitch in and out of the mitt of Rodriguez, but he's not trickle away far enough for Speedy Chorio to advance. He is in center tonight. Remember, he was battling an injury. He was strictly used as a DH earlier in the week. No score just underway. Cody Schindler, Brendan Howe with you here tonight. Home finale. One offering. Slider missed in. Three balls and a strike. Churio, he gets so much attention, but I like this Caro kid as well, don't you?
Absolutely. Really, they've got three guys at the top of the lineup that can do some damage to you.
On cue, a 3-1 swing and a drive to deep right center, chasing Lott back. It will bang off the padding. Churio to third. He'll be waved around by Joe Arolt. The throw from right field is not in time. And three batters in. The Timber Rattlers have a 1-0 lead on the strength of yet another Jefferson Caro double.
And like you said, right on cue, Cody. He had three RBIs last night, a couple of big hits late in that ball game, and picking up right where he left off here, smoked that one into the alley.
He's in scoring position with one out. Welcome back, Ernesto Martinez. Turns from the injured list. First pitch from Love in there for a strike. This batting stance is something out of a my player on Road to the Show. This is a unique setup, Martinez, as he takes down count 1-1.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Cody. I mean, what a kind of an open stance, doesn't he?
Well, there's an open stance, and then
there's Ernesto Martinez, right?
There's whatever Ernesto's doing. That front foot.
It's almost outside the box.
Oh, unbelievable. Noticeable bat waggle. He fouls back in the count 1-2. I think he and Taden Hall take some swings together in the batting cage. Hall, he turns his chest, his belly button towards...
facing the mound.
The pitcher, it's like nothing I've ever seen. 1-2 pitch. Love misses high with a hitter. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 Timber Rattlers, if you're just joining us. And if you are with us, we appreciate you tuning in. And to sit through a 50-minute weather delay. There's still a threat of some precipitation, but we do have a window. It's Martinez. Swings and misses. A little tardy to the party. Love punches him out. His 138th strikeout of the year. And he's got something on the line tonight as Metzinger steps in. With 2 more strikeouts, he would tie Austin Gomber, who, of course, was traded in the Nolan Arenado deal, for the most punch-outs by a Chiefs pitcher since 2015. First pitch, a strike call to the outside edge, nothing and one. 3 more punch-outs. Well, he would surpass his total. You'd have to go way, way back to find the last time a pitcher recorded north of 140 strikeouts in one season. This is with a slider. It's 1-1. Caro, the man at second, a modest lead. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a foul back to the screen. It's 1-2. Well, the slider is his bread and butter pitch, Brendan, but I've had some late swings on the heater early. Do you go back to it?
I mean, you really go in a bunch of different directions here. I mean,
swing and a miss, strike 3. Well, he did go back to the slider, and Metzinger came up empty. Pair of punch-outs in the inning for Austin Love. But the Timber Rattlers draw first blood on the Caro double. We go to the bottom of the first. Wisconsin 1, Peoria to the plate on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Steven Cruz just about ready to go. Small sample size, but the numbers are beyond impressive. 1-1 with an 0-5-6. Four shutout against us on Tuesday. We'll get our second peek at him with this starting nine. Lott, Mushbricker, Jones at the top. Tobelin, Reichenborn, and Chambers in the middle. Menlinger, Rodriguez, and Jude round things up. Here the Wisconsin defense momentarily as Lott digs in. 261 the batting average, 10 homers. He's driven in 37. Cruz looks in, ready to work. His first pitch is grounded sharply towards short. Loved by Garcia, ranging to his left. And a strong throw to first. Dispatches Lott, one pitch, one out. Let's quickly give you that Wisconsin defense while we have a moment. Robbie Chorio Acosta, left to right, across the outfield. Metzinger, Garcia, Murray, and Martinez from third to first on the dirt. Darian Miller does the catching for Steven Cruz as Jacob Buschberger steps in, the right-handed swinger. There's a little funk in that delivery. Once from the wind and clips the knees with a strike. It's nothing and one. Zach Martin deciphers balls and strikes. Brian Van Vranken on the bases. Comes the nothing and one offering. It's down 1-1. Who's ready? The next pitch. Over but low. Two balls and a strike. Fine crowd here this evening, B. Howe. They're excited for Fan Appreciation Night and, of course, post-game fireworks. 2-1. Outside, three balls and a strike.
I'm disappointed you caught on to that nickname.
Well, I just kind of put two and two together. I had no idea it was a nickname from previous walks of life. But, yeah, it sticks. Buschberger, a foul tip into the mitt. Fills the count 3-2. If you say it quickly, it sounds like you're saying Boomhauer, which is, what, a character on King of the Hill? Is that show still active?
Honestly,
making new episodes?
I couldn't tell you.
They're bringing it back.
Okay.
Can we say that on the air? we could say Beavis. Beavis and the other guy. Comes to 3-2. Buschberger, a high chop and a short. Another chance for Garcia. Gets it on the big hop, and he throws late to first. Infield hit for Buschberger. Chiefs have their first base runner with the dangerous L.J. Jones stepping in. Brendan, what'd you see on that play?
Well, I mean, Buschberger's got some sneaky speed. That's the thing that sticks out to me is that you think of him more as a, you know, he's played a lot of second base, played some left field last night. He kind of moves all over the diamond, and, you know, he's got the legs to kind of match the middle infield description.
Cruz from the stretch the first time. His first pitch is mashed to third. Nice pick by Metzinger. Throw to second one. They go around the horn. 5-4-3, a backhanded pick by Metzinger. All he had to do was glove it. That ball was hit on the screws. He had plenty of time to swing it around the diamond. 5-4-3, just like that, the inning is over. We're through one in Peoria. 1-0 T-Rats, the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Second from Dozer Park, Chiefs 2022 home finale. Scott's in an early 1-0 cushion. Garcia, Robbie, and Murray set to pace the Wisconsin second. Austin Love back to the mound. He gets a wave and a miss. Count nothing and one. Garcia, 216, three homers, 11 runs driven in. So his numbers since joining the club. Is why count 1-1. Wind blowing in, a nice breeze. It's cooled off significantly this Sunday evening. Love flips in a slider strike, count 1-2. Love works with pace. The next offering, cut on and missed. See you later. Three straight strikeouts for Austin Love. And when he gets in a groove, Brendan, it's fun to watch.
It certainly is. And I was just about to bring up the point that I think that a lot of these Chiefs pitchers this year have pitched better than what the numbers may indicate, right? I mean, Dionis Rodriguez is a name that we talked about earlier this afternoon that comes to mind in terms of that department not getting the proper run support at times.
First pitch wide to Zach Robbie.
I think Austin Love may fit that bill as well because he's pitched well in a lot of games, racked up a lot of strikeouts that the Chiefs haven't won.
Kicking a 1-0, pitch outside, two balls and no strikes.
I mean, there's a reason why he was a third-round pick, and it's been evident over the last month and a half or so as to why. He's got that swing-and-miss stuff in the arsenal for sure, and we've seen it time and time again.
Well, he's in rare air at UNC as he flips in a strike to make it 2-1. Love whiffed 129 batters his final season at North Carolina in 2021. Bobby unable to check his swing. He chased one. Make it 2-2. Those 129 strikeouts, the second most in a single season in North Carolina history. Brendan, who was first? 2-2 is wide. Now, it's in the game notes, so you're basically admitting that you don't read my notes every
today
day.
I did not sift through it. No, I did not.
Huh.
That look says more disappointment than anger.
Here's the payoff that swung on a missed. Love continues his run of punch-outs. Two down in the second. Andrew Miller. Former
Cardinal. Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
That's not...
Probably should have had that.
Not going to endear yourself to the folks on the way out. Speaking of, your folks are here tonight, right? Coming into town for the finale.
Yep.
Two away. Here's Ethan Murray, a hearty strikeout batter. Swing and a miss. Nothing at one.
Early shout-out for them tonight.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, you'll have plenty of time. Have plenty of time. 0-1. Pitch taken high and wide. 1-1. There's some sort of winged creature that just flew over the ballpark. What is that, Brendan?
Geese, hawk.
Is that a goose? The Beloit Sky Carp? 1-1 pitch taken wide. It's now 1-2.
With a watchful eye on tonight's game.
They do play Wisconsin to end the regular season. Maybe getting an early scout. 1-2 pitch just missed. Much to the chagrin of some of the folks here in attendance. I'd be a little grumpy too, right? Any borderline call, I'm letting them hear it after a 50-minute delay. Kidding me? 2-2, a tapper foul. Back to the backstop. Jake Zielinski on it, our famed ball boy. We'll tell you a story about Jake in the bottom of the second. It's a 2-2. Murray spoils it foul.
I tell you what, he is like a kid in a candy shop down there in that on-deck circle. I mean, walked into his office the other day. He's got a picture hanging up in his cubicle in the box office of himself dressed up in the full uniform, and that smiles ear to ear.
2-2 pitch. Heater just off the outside corner. We're full 3-2. We're going to talk about that. Something that our general manager did as of late, Jason Mott. You see this?
I don't know if I know this story.
Okay. I think you do. We'll tell it to the masses in the bottom of the second as Murray again spoils one foul.
Now I'm trying to rack my brain and, you know, see if I can get a head start on this.
I think you were... We had a staff meeting over it, did we not?
You've got me stumped
okay.
here.
Okay. Another 3-2. Murray again fouls away. How many pitches is that? 26? This will be the 10th pitch of the AB?
According to Michael sitting to my right, yes.
Yes. Always trust the stringer. He's got all that stuff right in front of him. Another 3-2 offering, and it's in the dirt, ball four. Murray works the walk. Look, I don't care who you are, even a guy like Austin Love who generates so many swings and misses. You get to 10 pitches, the advantage just shifts to the hitter. Number 9 batter, Acosta, digs in. Swinging from the left side. Love goes to the stretch. His first delivery, cut on and missed. For strike one. Acosta, 221, six homers. He's driven in 20. Love the slide step in the offering. That one taken upstairs. Count reads one aside. We're in the top of the second, 1-0 Wisconsin. Cody Schindler, Brendan Howe here with you. Chiefs 2022 home finale and appreciation night. So 1-1. Slider missed high, 2 balls and a strike.
Got to give these folks props. They stuck around. 50-minute delay. A lot of giveaways on the line tonight.
All right, here's a question for you. How long would you sit out a rain delay? Is there a number? 2-1, a cut and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I feel like that's circumstantial, right? I mean, what game are we attending? Are you talking about just tonight?
Just in general. Do you have a rule of thumb?
I mean, I've never been put in a situation where I've had to sit one out, but I feel like an hour and a half is a good number.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. 2-2. Cut and a miss. Strike three. Costa nearly lost his lid in the process. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Austin Love, 5-2. Timber Rattlers lead it 1-0 as we hit at the bottom of the second. The Peoria Chiefs streaming it.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Left-handed swinging, Osvaldo Tobalin will kick off the Peoria second, 1-0 Wisconsin in this series finale, the season finale. And the first pitch of the inning misses for a ball, 1-0. Here's the next delivery. Tobalin, a cut and a miss. 1-1 reads the count, and the Reichenborn and Mac Chambers will follow. Next offering, a little slider. Missed inside, 2-1. And the next pitch, cut and a miss. Tobalin will step out as the count evens 2-2. Don't let me forget our story about Jake Zielinski.
Yes.
Our bat boy tonight, our box office intern almost seems unfair. I don't like that word. You work in baseball. I don't care. The hours you're putting in, you have reached beyond the intern stage, in my book, as Tobalin foul tips into the mitt. A little bit of a late call, but I think the correct one was made for strikeout for Cruz. But here's the story on Jake. Tyler Reichenborn steps in. We were in a bind. I think it was an Education Day game. You know, a lot of folks, and there's so many great game day employees, that, and I talked about that earlier this week, that make up what we do here at Dozer Park. Pause for the first pitch of the AB. Cruz, the late kick and the delivery. Reichenborn takes the strike. Go at one. Jake, in an emergency situation, was thrust into the role of bat boy. And absolutely loved it. And it's really become a fun little tidbit around the office that, hey, when we need somebody, Jake's your guy. I can warn a foul back. It's nothing in two. If you're watching on MLB TV, you probably saw Jake pounce on that foul ball. Good form from him. But as a joke, started out as a joke, but I think it was well received. Our general manager, Jason Mott, created a Jake Zielinski baseball card. Or swings and misses, two down in the second. So he has these baseball cards all over the office. He has one posted up, as Brendan hinted at. And I had the luxury of writing some of the fill-ins and some of the statistics, some of the notes on the back, which was certainly a lot of fun. But Jake Zielinski, he's done a lot of great stuff here. As has Brendan and so many of our other seasonal employees. Chambers takes a strike. It's 0-1.
So the baseball card that he has posted, I didn't see that. I saw a framed picture.
Oh, well, it is a baseball card.
Gotcha.
If you flip it over, you'll see the notes, and you won't see the stats. Chambers takes low. It's 1-1.
We won't see how many broken bats he's had to pick up or foul balls he's chased
foul
after.
Foul balls retrieved. 244.
Midwest League record.
Yeah. It's a 1-1. Chambers lines one foul and out of play left side. It's 1-2. One run, one hit, no errors for Wisconsin. No runs, a hit, no errors for our Chiefs. We're in the bottom of the second inning. By the way, I hope everyone's enjoying their three-day weekend, right? Next pitch, a capper foul to the right of first. It remains 1-2. Anything planned tomorrow? Parents in town?
Not that I can think of. I think we're just packing up tomorrow and making the trek back. Hopefully we don't run into any of that weather.
1-2 pitch taken down at in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. If any eateries or places you got to check out one more time?
I think I've hit all of them over the course of the week.
Yep.
I made sure to have a checklist, say, okay, this is what we don't have back home. And
No free shout-outs, by the way. No free sponsorships here. 2-2 pitch, a slow roller to first. Martinez charges, fields, steps in the bag, and he over. Cruz, he did allow that single to Buschberger, but with the double play in that opening inning, he's faced the minimum through two. We're off to the third. 1-0 Wisconsin, the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Schindler, Brennan Howe back with you as we get ready to roll in the third inning. 1-0 Timber Rattlers. And the top of their order to the plate in the third, Miller, Churio, and Caro. They just had a fine ceremony in between innings for Steve Roach, one of the well-known ushers here at Dozier Park. Love's first pitch in there for a strike, nothing and one. Steve is a guy who will get up and dance on the dugouts. He'll drop his hat. He'll fumble around. He'll do a little bit of anything for your entertainment. Miller runs on foul to the right of first. 20 years for Steve Roach. This is his final game. Got a rousing ovation from the Dozier Park faithful. If you grew up in Peoria, as I did, if you came to a Chiefs game once, twice, three times, 10, 20 years, you know Steve Roach. Two, a late call, strike three. Arian Miller rung up. Backwards K as Love collects another one, his six. But Steve Roach, just an awesome human being. He makes the experience 10 times more fun, and he will certainly be missed around these parts. But it wouldn't surprise me, Brendan, if he showed up as a fan and did his little dancing shtick every now and again. To Jackson Churio, wide for ball one. That's what it's all about, though, right? This is minor league baseball. We're not out here trying to reinvent the wheel. It's supposed to be fun.
For sure. And the first time that I met Steve, I mean, you know, his energy is just infectious. And, you know, you can really feel that, you know, down the seating bowl, of course, you know.
Hey, Brendan, how you doing? Good to see you. I'm happy to be here. Let's get a win tonight. Sounds like an auctioneer.
Yeah. But, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, just it enhances the experience, and that's kind of what we're all about here, and it's what we try and do for our loyal fans.
Curio, a 2-1 swing and a skyscraper fly to shallow right center. It's Tommy Jew coming on. He makes the catch head high, two down.
And isn't it fitting that, you know, his 20-year tenure ends on Fan Appreciation Night? Everything that, you know, he's done for fans here over the course of the years, and providing some quality entertainment while the action on the field is taking a quick break, and it's a great send-off.
Two down for Caro. He's been the offense. RBI double in the opening frame. He takes high, ball one. Yeah, it just goes back to an earlier point, right? There's so many folks here that help put on this product. Caro fouls away. Make it 1-1. It's Fan Appreciation Night, right? It is about the fans, but there are a lot of folks that are very important. Look out, a broken bat
looper in the left. Reichenborn makes the catch. That ends the inning. Barrel of the bat went flying. Landed just shy of the Wisconsin third base dugout, thankfully. Three up, three down. Austin Love, he has settled in after allowing that first inning tally. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 visitors of the Peoria Chiefs streaming up.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetView does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetView debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetView, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Try to solve the right-hander Stephen Cruz in the bottom of the third. Now six innings against us this week. He is not allowed to run. He's not overpowering, but he throws a lot of strikes. He keeps guys off balance. And he has a little bit of funk in that delivery as well. Creates some deception, certainly. He'll encounter the bottom third of the Peoria order. Menlinger, Rodriguez, and Jew. Peers in, has his sign. The first pitch is wide, ball one.
Boy, you said it with the herky-jerky motion of Cruz. Back on Tuesday, was trying to come up with a comparison for him. I couldn't think of anybody.
Well, let's try here in the bottom of the third. Here's a line drive, base hit, right field. Noah Menlinger leads off the third on a high note. Menlinger's playing pretty well as of late. We've seen him usually in the top third of that Peoria order, batting seventh tonight, but a sharp single. The Chiefs have a base runner. Luis Rodriguez to the plate. Maybe a... I don't know, just the kind of, he's very nonchalant, right? It kind of reminds me of a knuckleballer almost. First pitch taken high, ball one. Maybe.
Very generic start to the windup, but then when he comes down, it's the extra leg kick, right.
That drive leg. I guess that would be the plant leg, right? It's that front left leg as Rodriguez grounds one towards second. A diving stop. Murray shovels to second, one and over to first. It's a double play. Murray, I think, was screened by the base umpire. Brian Van Vranken had to make a late adjustment. A diving, sprawling attempt to his left. And he quickly underhanded to the shortstop, Garcia, who completed the play with a strong throw. Second twin killing in three innings. Now Jew the batter. Cruz back to the line. The first pitch is sky to right center. Long run Acosta, but he's got it. And high grab, and just like that, the inning is over. And we didn't come up with a comparison for Stephen Cruz. Maybe Tim Hudson?
Could be. Let's elaborate in the fourth.
Yeah, we'll do that. We do have to toss to break. And on the other side of the break, Brendan Howe will be in the play-by-play chair. Keep it right here, 1-0 Wisconsin on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria.
Begin your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nothing Wisconsin. We've reached the top of the fourth. Austin Love back to work for the Chiefs on the bump. Ernesto Martinez to climb in to lead things off. Have a brief pause before action commences here in the fourth. Now the first one from Lumsey rocks and deals. It's a fastball over the outside corner for a strike. If you're with us prior to the break, we were trying to dive into who we think might be a strong comparison for Wisconsin right-hander Steven Cruz. This one grounded, a fair ball tucked inside the bag. That'll roll towards the corner. Around first, digging for second, Martinez. Lott having some trouble with it in the corner. Coasting into second with a leadoff double is Ernesto Martinez. Another extra base hit for Wisconsin. They've got something cooking to open up this fourth. That'll bring up Ben Metzinger.
Might have been a straight change, Brendan, and he just yanked that ball inside the line. As you colorfully described, Tovelin just out of his reach. And yes, the extra base hit, that's been the story for Wisconsin in the early going.
Metzinger climbs in, he's 0-for-1. Strikeout victim of Austin Love was the second of four straight at one point. First pitch called, strike on the outside corner, a pitcher's pitch there. Metzinger, a couple of words as he turned the head back towards Zach Martin behind the plate, said, is that as far as the zone expands? Got a nod of reassurance. Nothing in one, Martinez at second. Love looks toward him, now lifts and fires home. Middle strike. Quickly 0-2.
How do you know that's what he asked him?
Paraphrasing, of course. Just a guess.
He might have asked him, do you like Wheaties?
Very plausible.
Okay. Just, you know.
We could come up with a whole list of questions
sure.
He might have asked him. 0-2, this one. Line diving, snagged by Tovelin. Hit the deck to haul that one in. Back to the bag at second, retreats Martinez. Athletic play from Osvaldo Tovelin at first base. Here's Eduardo Garcia now.
Way to get the uniform dirty. Tovelin, he had to dive to his left. He dives to his right this time to rob Metzinger of a knock. Austin Love, tip of the cap.
First pitch to Garcia, swatted foul straight back to our right. Nothing at one. Wisconsin with a one-run lead here in the fourth. One out, one on. Getting started by an Ernesto Martinez double. I'm trying to wiggle his way around that. Look to second now, the 0-1. A high strike. Nothing in two. A T-Rat shortstop. This, of course, the home finale of the 2022 season for our Chiefs. You're just stopping by, Brendan Howe alongside Cody Schindler. Now time asked for by Garcia as he retreats out of the box. Just those batting gloves, now he's back in, ready to go. And Love's 0-2 offering. Breaking ball, got him, strike three. Out of the glove of Rodriguez, slaps the tag on for good measure, and there's two away. Chuck up another K for Mr. Love. Second time he's fanned Garcia. Here's Zach Robbie now.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough week for Garcia, but a lot to like about that young man. And another young guy that the Brewers are really challenging.
First pitch home to Robbie is knocked foul off to the right. That'll leave the confines of Dozier Park.
You look at some of these guys, Brendan. And Tayden Hall, we saw him at one in 2003. Of course, Chorio, 18 years old. 2004.
A one. That pitch missed off the outer edge. A ball and a strike. It's really incredible some of the ages of these guys that are coming up now. Makes me feel like I'm about 1,000. Now, I guess I'm preaching to the choir on that one.
Whoa. How old do you think I am?
I know how old you are.
How old am I?
25.
Yeah, okay.
A couple years older than me, okay. But realize after I said it, you know, probably should, you know.
Unrelated. Do you want ice cream tonight?
Actually, you know what? I do, and I have a funny story on that to follow up. Is that one's dropped in for a strike. It's 1-2 here on Robbie.
Two out, two strike story. Better hustle.
We might have to wait. I'm going to hold off. It's
okay.
A good one. It deserves
good.
Its own inning.
Good. I've made that mistake far too many times this year with the pitch clock.
See what Love's got dialed up here on 1-2, the pitch home. It's off the end of the bat, fouled away. Of course, I would have had some time now if I had started that story previously to try and work it in. But
yeah, flip it around on me. I'm the bad guy.
Should we send somebody down there after a snow cone for us?
No, snow cone, no.
No,
I want a snow cone.
No, you want the ice cream.
I want ice cream.
Not Dippin' Dots, ice cream.
Preferably ice cream, yes. Let's get Toby on the horn, Art.
Next 1-2. Breaking ball. Just missed the corner. Lump thought he had him. Hop stepped off the mound toward the Chiefs dugout, but back to the rubber he goes to serve up a 2-2.
I also thought he had him, Brendan. Do with that what you will.
Look pretty good from our vantage point. Not to be, says Zach Martin. And a 2-2. Checked his swing. Did he hold up? Yes, he did, as the pitch just missed the corner yet again by a hair. Gets a groan from the home supporters here in downtown Peoria at Dozier Park. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count to the brim. I'll steal that if I may. Payoff coming from Love. This one flicked toward right field. Lott coming in a couple steps to his left. Makes the catch on the move. And that will retire the side. The leadoff double for Martinez goes by the wayside. Austin Love looking strong after that first inning. It's 1-0 Wisconsin. Bottom of the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Chiefs set to send the top of the order to the dish, bottom of the fourth, trailing it by a tally, 1-0. A U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. America's locally owned wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. It's the right-hander, Joey Matulovic, on in relief of Stephen Cruz, who was yet again very, very good here at Dozier Park tonight. 3 scoreless innings, scattered a pair of hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Matulovic begins things against Todd Lott. He serves him a slider that misses upstairs. It's 1-0. 4-1, the record for Matulovic this season, a 6.20 ERA. Right-hander working out of the wind, extreme first base side of the rubber as Lott, a half-hearted wave and a miss on a pitch up and in, 1-1. Lott, Bushberger, Jones, top third of the Chiefs lineup, set to go here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1. Lott swings, drives this one to center field. Chorio started back, now trotting inwards and lines it up to make the grab, one away. Lott set down for the second time. He's 0-2. I'll bring up Jacob Bushberger in search of his second hit. Hershberger pinwheels the bat through the zone, sets himself for the first pitch. It rides upstairs at the letters. One ball and no strikes. We had saved a story for this inning. Promise we'll get that in just a moment. 1-0 pitch is a slider that catches the outside black for a strike. It evens things at 1-1. It was brought up by the fact that I think we're in agreement up here that ice cream might be the move tonight. 1-1. Taken low and away. Two balls and a strike. Bushberger works himself ahead.
I'm talking to my people. And we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I've got lines.
So
in the
this
water.
Is in the works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Here's a 2-1. Bushberger foul tips this one at the dish. Got a large chunk of the catcher Miller behind the plate. Do we have options here, or is it just straight soft serve, or what are we working with?
I don't think we have a whole lot of options tonight. I think it might be a Dippin' Dots evening.
Okay.
According to my sources.
Here's a 2-2. Bushberger nubs this one up the third baseline. Tough play for the charging Metzinger. Tries to barehand it. He can't. Bushberger's going to reach. His second hit. Both of them infield hits for Bushberger tonight. Goes down as a line drive in the box score. Here's L.J. Jones. The one-on-one out opportunity. You're looking very intently out this window, Cody. Do we have somebody on the move right now? On the move is Bushberger as Jones smacks this one foul toward the Wisconsin pen. Nothing at one.
Fine segue by you there, by the way.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Now I hear that they may be out.
Now, wouldn't that just be a darn shame?
Yeah, I might just have to go down there. I don't know exactly where it's at. How you doing?
Cody Schindler, man of the people.
He's waving at somebody.
Here's the 0-1. Slider on the outside corner to Jones. Nothing in two. This is incredible stuff.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go down there. I think I've located the stand.
All right.
That sells the Dippin' Dots. I'm going to take a peek.
Well, that's the first step.
Yeah, I'm going to pot myself down.
Okay.
Take it from here.
All righty. I look forward to hearing back. 0-2 to Jones. Pitch for Matt Tolobich. This one off the inside handle of the bat. Fouled away down onto the berm in right field. And that'll be a mad dash for that souvenir. Got a couple of youngsters pinned up against the wall over there. Trying to scrap that one away. It's like a fumble and youth football. Pig pile. Next 0-2. Jones grounds this one through the hole into right. That'll get in for a base hit. Touching the bag at second. Churning for third is Bushberger. The throw goes there. He dives in safely. Jones trying for second. And the throw gets him there. Bushberger advances to third. Jones cut down trying to stretch that into a two-bagger. He will get credited for a base hit nonetheless. So with two outs, bring up Osvaldo Tobolin now. Be left up to the left-handed swinger to try and drive home that tying run. Takes up and in for ball one. Cody has left the booth. Wish he was still here to get this update. My father, who was in attendance at this ball game, 1-0 Tobolin flicks this one up the middle. It's down for a base hit, and we're tied. Bushberger crosses the plate to score. The Chiefs have knotted it up at one. Tobolin drives in his 33rd of the year. A broken bat piece up the middle. That gets the job done. The Chiefs have tied the score, one apiece. Here's Tyler Reichenborn. A 2-up magic from Peoria here in the fourth. They've tallied five hits already. This one from Atilovich cut on and missed by Reichenborn. Tied him up with an inside heater. Nothing in one. And before that Tobolin knock, was about to relay a message to the masses that my father, who was in attendance at tonight's game, is in the ice cream line right now. Reichenborn swings and misses through that heater downstairs by the knees. Nothing in two. So a big development in our quest to retrieve a frozen treat tonight. 0-2. Right-hander misses outside. Pumped another heater through there at 92. Yanked it. Ball and two strikes on the Chiefs left fielder. 0-for-1 is Reichenborn tonight with a strikeout as he resets in the box. Next offering for Matulovic. Rankin-Bourne sends a towering shot into shallow left center field. Backtracking the shortstop, Garcia. Chorio coming in. Nobody's going to get there. It falls. Robbie went into the dive to try and get it. He misplayed it. And into second base with a double is Tyler Rankin-Bourne. What in the world? They're crediting Rankin-Bourne with a double, and why wouldn't you? I mean, nobody touched that baseball, I don't believe. That was just a heck of a miscommunication by the trio of the shortstop, Garcia, Chorio from center field, and Robbie, who probably had the worst angle at that baseball out of the three of them. Went into the dive to try and pick that one off the carpet. Misplayed it. New man is Mac Chambers, swinging it from the left side. The switch battery takes a strike. Tobolin advanced to third on the play as well. Two outs, everybody running. Fortunate for the Chiefs as Chambers waves and misses at one outside. Nothing in two. So all of a sudden now, Peoria with a chance to swipe the lead. If Chambers can come through. Five home runs, 28 RBIs for Mac on the season. Tobolin at third, Rankin-Bourne at second. 0-2 for Matulovic. Chambers takes down and in by the shoot tops. One ball and two strikes. Now you're all very invested in the quest for ice cream tonight. See Cody making his way down there now. Chambers flicks this one to the left center. This could be trouble. Chorio on the move into the alley to snag it. On the run to his right, he covered a country mile to go get that one, but he reels it in for the third out, and it keeps the game deadlocked at one. The RBI single from Tobolin. Good enough to get the Chiefs on the board. A level playing surface again as we head to the fifth of the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Top of the fifth, 1-1 our score. Peoria able to knot things up on an RBI single from Osvaldo Tobolin in the bottom of the fourth. Austin Love back to work on a level surface now. Set to face 8-9-1 as Murray swings at the first pitch of the inning and skies one into left center field. Back is Chambers. In is the center fielder Jew. Rankin-Bourne now coming over to make the catch from left. One away now for Jose Acosta. Cody has returned with no ice cream and my parents. What in the world? Well, hello, folks. Jose Acosta digs in, takes a strike.
I came up empty. In the ice cream department. Anyway.
Yes, well, you didn't come up totally empty-handed.
Right. I walked in line, and I recognize these two folks.
This one into foul territory off the squared bunt attempt from Acosta. Mendlinger trots over to squeeze that one for out number two.
What the heck happened in the fourth? Folks were into it down there.
Tobolin an RBI single, okay. Tied up the ball game. That's probably what the roar from the crowd was.
Sure.
You missed my update. I had a text from my father over here and said that he's in the ice cream line now. So I said, oh, you might run into him.
Yes.
Which, obviously, you did. Here's Darian Miller. First pitch fastball glides over the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Was the line long down there? Is that why we've run out of supply? Or is that rumor false? Breaking pitch. Just missed the outside corner. Love tried to drop a slider one and one.
I'm not sure. It could be demand over the course of the season.
Okay.
Maybe we ran out this week.
1-1 pitch. This one, a broken bat, number toward left, charging on Reichenborn. Back is the shortstop. Chambers, look out! Reichenborn went into the slide. Chambers tumbled over the top of him on the back pedal. He did hang on to the baseball, I believe. Yes, he did. For the third out, that could have spelled trouble for Peoria, but instead, it's a 1-2-3 inning. Austin Love hangs another zero. 1-1 our score. Bottom five next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom third of the Peoria order, bottom of the fifth, halfway home from Dozer Park. 1-1 our score. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers duking it out one final time here this week as Noah Menlinger, first man to greet Matt Talovich in the inning, takes outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Menlinger, Rodriguez, Tommy Jew as Noah looks at a strike on the inside corner, count levels at one. If you're just dropping by, even score, 1-1. Brendan Howe alongside Cody Schindler tonight. 1-1 offering from the righty. Menlinger fouls that one straight back. 0-2 strikes. Matt Talovich, the right-hander on of the bullpen for Wisconsin. Taking over for Steven Cruz. Starter tonight went three scoreless. Two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. 1-2 to Menlinger. Chopper toward third base. To his left, gloves Metzinger. Throw across is a strong one and in time to set down Menlinger on the 5-3 putout to open the home half of the fifth for Luis Rodriguez. Who has probably the best walk-up song in minor league baseball. And I say minor league baseball for a reason. Of course, this song made famous by Mets closer Edwin Diaz. At least in the baseball world, it was made famous by Edwin Diaz. First pitch to Rodriguez, high and outside. One ball and no strikes.
I don't even think he picked it. That's the best part of it. I think he said he didn't have a preference, so that was assigned to him.
Okay, so it was not his doing at all.
That's my understanding. We may need to chat with him post-game.
Incredible stuff. What a song to have chosen for you. Count 1-0. Matt Talovich from the wine. Rodriguez grounds it toward Metzinger again. Another chance for him. Fields chest high. His throw in time. Quickly two up and two down as Metzinger's been a busy man defensively here in the fifth. That'll move things to Tommy Jew now. Base is clear, two gone, trying to extend this Chiefs fifth. Is that the best thing going in sports right now, that Diaz entrance to a ball game?
It's up there.
Tommy takes low and away for ball one.
It was quite the week up there in New York, right? You had
Serena Williams going at it on the tennis courts,
yep.
And then, what, a few hundred feet away at Citi Field, that the Mets were doing their thing.
Kind of missed through a slider, count 1-1. Just, and that series could be a National League Championship Series preview. Tommy swings and lifts this one in the air to right, backing up Acosta, still on the run, turns around and makes the catch just a couple of steps in front of the track to end the inning. Chiefs go 3-3 in the fifth. Nothing doing here. 1-1 still our score to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Jackson Shorio to dig in, leads it off for Wisconsin in the top of the sixth. 1-1 our score. If you're just swinging by here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, Shorio takes Sloan away from Austin Love to begin things 1-0. Love working into his sixth inning here. He's really settled in after that first inning. He allowed just one tally. Shorio fouls this one straight back. Look out. Over by Chris, voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He was in the line of fire that time. 1-1. Love working with some pace. Fires home. A knee-high strike. It's 1-2.
You know, Chris is a smart guy over there. He keeps one window closed, which is a smart play, as we've seen a couple of screamers come back at us this year.
Veteran move.
Yes.
1-2 from the righty Love. Did he put him away? Yes, Chorio checked his swing in time. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
By the way, Chris Marion is also my vote to win a Jeopardy tournament of Midwest League broadcasters. This was a debate we had up in Midland a few weeks ago.
2-2, Chorio knocks this one foul up onto the roof. Hanging tough with 2 strikes. I heard that as a pregame discussion.
Yeah, I think Chris would be tough. I think he's well-rounded.
Still 2-2, trying to put Shorio away. He won't do it here as he fouls another one off. What other names are high on that list?
Jesse and Lancey, I think, would be a good one. Tom and Dayton.
Love with the next 2-2. Did he get him? He did on the outside corner. He froze Shorio with a slider. Another strikeout for Love. Sets down one of the tougher bats in the Wisconsin lineup to open the sixth. Here's Jefferson Caro.
I'm going to shout out Kyle as well, Quad Cities.
Sneaky pick there.
Yeah, I think he'd kind of be, you know, unassuming, and you look up at the leaderboard, and there he is.
Just kind of be one of those guys to hang around. Caro pokes this one foul straight back. Caro tonight has driven in the only Wisconsin run. Got the scoring started back in the first inning. 0-1. Popped up down the right side, ranging over his lot, but he'll watch it track onto the berm. 0-2. 11 Caro have split their two matchups tonight, one aside. Caro with the double in the opening inning. Love got him to fly out to left in the third. Next one from Love. That one misses up high at the letters. A ball and two strikes. See who wins round three.
Now, he just gave your parents a couple of T-shirts. Do they want to keep those, you think, or they want to throw them out the window? Because both are unique opportunities.
Here's a 1-2. Love nearly got a glove on this one, but it's a trickler up the middle and through into center for a base hit. So Kiro with his second knock of the night. One out single sets up Ernesto Martinez. I say go for firing it out the window.
Well, we've got some more in that bag there.
Okay.
So keep those and, yeah, throw some of those.
Yeah,
there
all right.
There we go. Yeah.
Now, I think we've got an abundance here in this drawstring
yes,
bag.
Yes, we do.
Here is Martinez to dig in for the third time. He's 1-for-2 as well. Double in the fourth. Struck out earlier on in the first. Mariner board at first. Jefferson Caro after the base hit moments ago. Love out of the stretch. Fires the first pitch to Martinez. High and wide for a ball. 1-0. Chiefs still with one more week of play. Cody will head out on the road to Quad Cities to finish off the 2022 slate. 1-0 to Martinez over the outside corner, picks up the strike call. It's 1-1. You'll get to see Kyle.
That's right. And I'll tell him my theory.
Fill him in on this story. Martinez awaits the 1-1. Here it comes. Big hack and a miss. He was aiming to crank one off his face on the scoreboard. That type of a swing. Instead, he's down 1-2. Love dangles the right arm as he gets his sign from Rodriguez. Now he's set, looking for another punch out. Here it comes with a 1-2. Up high. Martinez not tempted at that one. Two balls and two strikes. You can hear the wind rustling through our crowd microphone here tonight, blowing straight in at Dozer Park. You know, don't see that too often. Usually swirling out to left or right or perhaps throughout the ballpark, but never straight in. It's hard enough to get one to dead center in this ballpark on a normal night. Love's next two-strike pitch. Got him on the corner. Strike three. Two Ks in the inning for Love. Puts away Martinez on strikes for the second time. And here's Ben Metzinger. Be left up to the T-Rats third baseman to try and keep this inning alive. But not before Patrick Anderson emerges from the first base dugout. There is some action behind Love in the Chiefs bullpen. Will this be the end of the line for the right-hander tonight? Yes, it will. Anderson makes the call to the bullpen. Pitching change on the other side of this break. 1-1 our score in the sixth from Dozer Park and the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
U.S. Cellular call to the pen. America's locally owned wireless company connecting Peoria to what matters most. Nick Trigger-Iverson has been summoned from the bullpen to take over for the Chiefs. First pitch delivered to Ben Metzinger as a called strike on the outside corner. Numbers on Tregerlich Iverson on the air. 2-4 the record, a 3.34 ERA. Inherits a runner aboard at first. Jefferson Caro on for Austin Love, who has been yanked out of this game after 5 2/3. Iverson to the dish. Fastball, tried to buzz the corner, missed. It's 1-1. Tregerlich Iverson, the longest scoreless streak by a Chiefs hurdler this year. How impressive was that?
Quite impressive.
Just incredible stuff from the Canadian right-hander is trying to give him an off-speed pitch and just missed the corner. It's 2-1. Looked pretty good from our vantage point up here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I thought it may have clipped the edge, but the breaking stuff has gotten so much better for Tregerlich Iverson, and I think that's a big part of the scoreless streak and its success.
2-1, that's fouled away off to the right into the seats. That'll be a souvenir. Count levels up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deuces wild out here in the Wisconsin half of the sixth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Runner aboard at first. Caro creeping to a short lead held close by Tobelin. Iverson out of the stretch looking for that put-away pitch. Here he comes with a 2-2. He got him. Swing and a miss and a fastball up in the attic for strike three. Chiefs retire the side on strikes. 2 from Love. This one from Tregerlich Iverson answers the call out of the pen. This game's still deadlocked at 1. Bottom 6 on the way next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Todd Lott to stand in. Joey Matulovich back to work for the T-Rats on the bump. Bottom six, 1-1. We're in search of a tiebreaker as Lott takes one up and in, and that got a piece of him. Not sure exactly where, but certainly audible to us up here in the booth, so Lott will head down to first on the hit batsman. I'll send up Jacob Buschberger, top third of the Chiefs' order due here in the inning. A run on 6 hits for our Chiefs to this point. A run on 3 hits for the Timber Rattlers as Peyton Evelyn out to the Chiefs dugout to have a look at Lott's hand and wrist area. It's a fastball high and tight. Lott gives the thumbs up. He's okay. He'll trot down to first. Todd's a tough customer.
He is a tough customer. I like the swag tonight from Patrick Anderson, our skipper, by the way. That's a good look.
It's a new look for him.
He doesn't wear that very often, the short sleeve.
Yeah.
Almost like a windbreaker.
September baseball.
Good stuff, Patrick.
First pitch to Jacob Buschberger off speed, clips the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. That pullover is very sharp.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat gear down there in and out of the clubhouse.
No one. Slider, that dips a little bit low. Ball and a strike here on Buschberger. It's 2 for 2 tonight. Couple of infield knocks. Buschberger showing off the speed tonight. Left side of the Wisconsin infield shifted left. Here's the 1-1. One rides way outside. Two balls and a strike as Bushberger moves ahead. One-one, our score for just dropping by, bottom six. Chiefs with the man on and nobody out. Bushberger trying to keep the train rolling. 2-1. Fouls it straight back to the screen. Evens the count up 2-2.
We've got what? Four innings left to get you foul ball.
Yeah, I know. We've been ball magnets up here in the booth a lot this year and yet to get my hands on one. 2-2. Bushberger grounds it left side foul toward the T-Rats pan. Count will hold and we'll reset. The only thing keeping you from one was a window pane a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, Jacob Bushberger, he sent a screamer up our way.
He was trying to get you one. Here's the 2-2. Bushberger devours this one to left field. Hooking foul. I've never used that adjective to describe a long fly ball in my life.
Devours?
Yes, I don't even, that came out of nowhere.
That was pretty good. I think it works. Certainly think it works.
Might roll with it.
You got to straighten it out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes.
Next time.
Exactly. Bushberger hanging top. Matulovic looks to first. Lott back in with a dive. Jacob, 9 home runs on the year. So he put that one in between the chalk. It would have sent him to double digits and put the Chiefs ahead. Instead, he waves and misses at a high fastball in the 2-2. And he is down on strikes. I'll set up L.J. Jones.
Now that is the designated hitter number 24, it's L.J. Jones.
Speaking of home runs, I feel like L.J. might be due. It's been a long while.
Are you calling it?
You know what? I'm going to call it. Runner takes off. Pitch outside. The throw down is well high. It sails into center field. Good backup from Chorio to keep Lott put at second. That ball slipped the grip of Darian Miller and airmailed everybody into the outfield grass. Lott into scoring position now to count 1-0 on Jones. Matulovic trying to buckle down to the 1-0 pitch. Jones sends this one a mile high to the left side of the infield. Now drifting back into shallow left. The third baseman, Metzinger, to put it away. Just a couple of steps in front of the shortstop, Garcia, who was also in the vicinity. Wasn't sure if we were going to have a collision there, but Metzinger squeezes it for out number two. Here is Osvaldo Tobolin. So my prediction goes by the wayside. What do we know?
Yeah, if you say it enough over the course of 132, you ultimately will get one right. It's a numbers game.
It'll come to you eventually as Tobolin pops this one up, foul ground left side. Another chance for Metzinger ranging toward the wall, and he makes the catch. Reaching up over that railing for the third and final out of the inning. They push Lott to scoring position but can't bring him home. Chiefs yet without another run. 1-1 our score. We move along here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
the seventh here on Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. 1-1 our score. Brendan Howell alongside Cody Schindler. We move to the late innings here in the home finale of the 2022 season. Nick Trigerlich-Iverson, his first full inning out of the pen for our Chiefs. It sets to face Eduardo Garcia, Zach Robbie, Ethan Murray. 6, 7, and 8 in the T-Rats lineup. Iverson, glove over the head, first pitch of the inning, lofted down the right field line. It's looking foul out of play. That'll reach the berm, and a sea of youngsters will go scrambling for this one. They'll just converge on that baseball down there. Nothing in one to Garcia, who's been put away on strikes twice tonight. Here's an 0-1. Number back to the mound. Iverson off the heel of his glove, recovers it down the line. He won't have a throw. And Garcia will be safe at first. I'll say that goes down as an error on Trigerlich-Iverson.
Tough break. Trigerlich-Iverson, rather fleet of foot out there on the mound. He's often quite consistent.
So an 8-1 sets the table for Zach Robbie. Also 0 for 2 tonight. Gets twisted out of the box and an inside heater, 1-0.
Like he may have tried to pick that ball, Brendan. I think that's kind of what set it up. Instead of fielding it like a fielder, almost tried to pick it like a first baseman.
1-0 serve. That misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Iverson falling behind Robbie, who's struck out and lofted to right. It's a tougher play than people may realize. You've got the footsteps turning down the line. You know that. 2-0 pitch. Just misses the corner, and it's now 3-0 on Robbie. So you have that internal clock in your head going off saying, all right, I've got to field this and make an accurate throw. And on the surface, it may look like a pretty routine play, but not always the case. 3-0 from the righty. Get me over pitch through there for a strike down Main Street, 3-1. The first error of the ball game for either side. 9 combined hits and just 2 runs. Next one from Iverson. That's up and in, taken for ball 4. Back-to-back men aboard for Wisconsin to kick off the 7th, and Luis Rodriguez wants a word with the right-hander. 2-1 and nobody out for Ethan Murray. He'll be next. Chiefs trying to finish off this home slate with a victory. Wisconsin has taken 4 this week. Season series is tied coming into tonight's action. So although this game does not mean anything in terms of playoff scenarios, some pride on the line tonight, some bragging rights, perhaps. Ethan Murray climbs into the box. Chiefs pulling the corner infielders in. First pitch, fastball, called, strike, high and away. Nothing at one.
A little surprised that Murray didn't square there, Brendan. And certainly the Chiefs' defense, they were anticipating as such, as the corner men were in. But starting to get late into the ball game, you start playing for that 1 run or the 2 run inning.
Oh, 1. Now he shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a called strike anyway as he yanked the barrel back. Pitch was low and away, but Iverson the beneficiary of yet another call from Zach Martin behind the dish. It's 0-2. So now he most certainly will be swinging away. Agree with your point, Cody, that seems like a time that would certainly call for some small ball, perhaps. Tobolin's still creeping in off the bag at first. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Just missed the corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Certainly some umpires in the stands thought they had him. Two runners on, nobody out for Wisconsin, and the 1-2, breaking ball. It misses down and away. Count evened up on Murray, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisconsin threatening here in the 7th. 2-2 on the way. This one flicked foul up and off to the right. Reached the sweet level and back down to the seating bowl. Nice grab there. got to applaud the fans that make nice catches on those ricochets there.
No, you don't. It's a ricochet.
Yeah, you got to be on alert. Heads up. That's a nice heads-up play.
The coolness factor goes down significantly.
2-2 is a cut on and miss for strike three. Foul tipped into the mitt, in fact, of Rodriguez, who hung on. A big strikeout for Tregerlik Iverson for out number one. That'll set up Jose Acosta.
Look, maybe I'm becoming a curmudgeon, as you kind of hinted at earlier. Just trying to call me old. But I don't know. I think we congratulate anything.
First pitch to Acosta is ripped foul and looked out. Okay, would you applaud that one if somebody
made
a catch on that one?
Yes,
that's a screamer.
Yeah, that's a line drive. You got to stand in there. But
okay, so there's a gray area there.
No, there's no gray area. Catch the ball on the fly. A plus. Pop up, line drive, whatever. Catch on a ricochet, a hop. Doesn't move the needle for me.
Okay, fair enough. Iverson spins and looks to second. Back in with a dive goes Garcia, just able to sneak the fingertips back in time.
But who am I, right? We've had a couple foul balls come up our way this year, and I've got the wheelie chair, and I'm ducking for cover.
We're both getting out of Dodge there.
Yeah. Nobody likes a hero.
Acosta 0 for 2 tonight. Strikeout. Popped out to Jacob Buschberger earlier on as well. Count 0-1. Garcia at second. Robbie at first. Iverson looking for a sign from Rodriguez. He's got it. Out of the stretch, the offering. A little bit high and perhaps inside. 1-1. Not quite sure where that one came up short, but nonetheless, count even 1-1. Acosta with 20 RBIs on the year. He's got a man in scoring position. The go-ahead run 180 feet away and the 1-1. Breaking ball stayed up high.
Good stuff. 180 feet away. I like that. How many yards is that?
Do I look like a mathematician up here?
Well, yeah. But 3 feet equals a yard, right?
There you go. Two balls and a strike. That pitch misses low and away. Iverson trying to pick out his spot with a changeup. Instead, it's 3-1.
So that'd be 60 yards.
There you go.
60 yards from home.
Perfect. Took the words right out of my mouth. 3-1. Iverson trying to bounce back here. Offering to Acosta. Swing and a miss. Looking to drive that ball a long way. Instead, it fills up the count 3-2. T-Rats making the right-hander sweat a bit out there here in the seventh. Glove to the chest, looks to second, the payoff pitch. He got him. Put it on the outside corner. Acosta waved and missed. Back-to-back K's for Tregerlik Iverson. And back to the top of the order for the ever-dangerous Darian Miller, or at least he has been here this week. Touched upon that a little bit earlier on. Near the top of the broadcast, what a thorn in the side Miller has been. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out, a strikeout, a pop out in that order. First pitch to him, a liner towards shortstop, diving snag made by Chambers to his feet. The throw! Did Tomlin hold the bag? He did not. The throw is a bit wide, but a heck of an effort from Chambers to save that one from rolling onto the outfield grass and perhaps saved a run. See how they score this one. For now, it'll go down as an infield hit. To third base trots Garcia. Into scoring position at second is Robbie. And it's Jackson Chourio with the bases loaded and two outs. He takes a knee-high strike to begin things. It's 0-1. Boy, isn't this spot fitting for Chourio here this week. He's homered three times at Dozier Park, all of them no doubters. Here's the 0-1. A number towards the middle of the infield. Chance for Chambers. He charges. The throw on the run. In time for the out. A bang-bang play at first keeps Wisconsin off the board. We're still even at one. Let's stretch from Dozier Park here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Box rips the first pitch through the 5-6 hole into left for a base hit to kick off the bottom of the seventh. Reichenborn with his second hit. Chiefs looking to kickstart something here in the late innings, trying to snatch the lead back. It's 1-1 our score right now as Mac Chambers gets set to dig in 0-2. His first time seeing Brandon Jordan in this U.S. Cellular call to the Pan America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Right-hander Jordan comes on in relief of Joey Matulovich. Give it his final line in just a moment as Chambers digs in from the left-handed box. Switch batter for our Chiefs. Reichenborn aboard at first, held close by Martinez. First pitch from Jordan is through there for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Matulovich exits after three frames out of the bullpen, a run on four hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Pitch to Chambers, breaking ball, called strike at the bottom of the zone as Jordan dropped a good change piece on it. That one disappeared. Nothing in two. Fans here in downtown Peoria certainly getting into the action here tonight. The home finale. Chambers sends a 0-2 pitch in the air to straightaway center. Chorio trotting to his right here into the alley to make the catch. Back to the bag at first moves Reichenborn. And with one away, that'll send up Noah Medlinger. Numbers for the right-hander Jordan on the year. We have a quick moment. 3-1, a 4.15 ERA. He has pitched against Peoria this season. As a matter of fact, he's done it this week. Endlinger digs in 1-2, taking a first pitch slider called strike. Nothing in one. A run on five hits over one inning for Jordan a couple of nights ago. That was back on Tuesday to open the series. He came in a relief role. Medlinger slaps the 0-1 down the left field side. That'll get out of play. Quickly two strikes on the Peoria third baseman. Chiefs with the go-ahead run aboard down the stretch in the seventh. Pitch from Jordan. That one stayed up high. Nowhere close. Medlinger not enticed to go after that one. It's 1-2. Chiefs with a run on seven hits, 2 errors. Timber Rattlers a run on three hits. No miscues for them in the ballgame. Medlinger looking for one to drive into the alley. Jordan looks back to first. Reichenborn in safely on the pickoff attempt. Brendan Howe, Cody Schindler with you on hand tonight. Cody will be back in a brief moment. 1-2 on Medlinger. The offering from Jordan is inside, and it plunks Medlinger. Noah with a bit of a stinger on the hand. He'll head down to first base. Second inning in a row that the Chiefs have absorbed a hit by pitch. The go-ahead run gets pushed to second base for Luis Rodriguez.
Now that is an catcher, number 7, Luis Rodriguez.
And Rodriguez comes to the plate. Elite walk-up song and all. Two on and one out. First pitch to him. Slow roller down the third baseline. Metzinger charges. Fields glove side. His throw is wide. It gets away. Here comes the run. Reichenborn's in to score. The Chiefs take the lead. Here comes a second run. Metzinger trying to score. And he dives in safely. And the Chiefs have a 3-1 lead. Into third goes Rodriguez on the throw away from Metzinger. And Peoria snatches two runs at the bottom of the seventh. And we just talked about how the Timber Rattlers did not have a miscue. Their first comes at the worst possible time. Metzinger coughs one up and throws it away. Wisconsin pulls the infield in as Tommy Jew stands in. He looks at a slider low and outside. Boy, does that one hurt the Timber Rattlers. Metzinger has been smooth as butter all week. Jew grounds this one. It is a fair ball into the corner. Rodriguez in to score. Jew churning the legs for second. He'll get there with a double. And the Chiefs extend the lead 4-1. Tommy picks up another RBI and extends the Peoria lead. Here is Todd Lott. Peoria offense has woken up down the stretch here tonight, a three spot and potentially counting. For the first pitch to Todd, it'll prompt a mound visit from the Wisconsin pitching coach Shireholtz out to the mound to have a word. What an outburst from Peoria at the time where they needed it most. You felt like this inning might be an opportunity for the Chiefs to rally. They have been known to come up with timely hits post-seventh inning stretch. Late ball games, the Chiefs, they like to hang around. A couple of hits to get themselves back into ball games. We've seen it all year. Even if they don't come out on the higher end of the scoreboard, they do what they can to make ball games competitive down the stretch. We've seen it this week. First pitch to Lott. Half-hearted swing and a slow roller towards short. Charging in the shortstop, Garcia. His throw in time to get Lott by a step. 6-3 put out to put away Lott, but scooting over to third is Tommy Jew, a two away now for Jacob Buschberger.
Now batting number 12 is Jacob Buschberger.
Buschberger strolls to the plate. He's 2-for-3. Chance for him to pick up RBI number 50 on the 2022 season here in this at-bat. He took a big swing and a miss at that first offering from Brandon Jordan. Change up down and in, it's 0-1. This game had gone two full innings without a run. Chiefs got the tying run in the bottom half of the fourth. It was an RBI single from Tovalin that did the job then. Next pitch, off the end of the bat, flicked away by Buschberger for strike two. This inning, they were aided by a miscue from Ben Metzinger at third base. We talked about Metzinger as being a fine defender. Certainly has been this week for Wisconsin to come up with a couple of nice plays time and time again as the 0-2 is a 58-foot breaker. 0-2 strikes on Buschberger. 4-1 our score as we play the rest of this bottom of the seventh. Jacob trying to keep the line moving with two outs. 1-2 pitch, high and away. Down evens up two balls and two strikes. Chiefs trying to hang on and win the season series over the Timber Rattlers. 2-2 offering to Jacob, misses outside, and the count swells full 3-2. It's tied up 10 games apiece coming into the finale tonight. Of course, it's not the normal 24 given the three-game series at the beginning of the year. Jacob punches a 3-2 on the ground toward the Wisconsin dugout foul. Chiefs with four runs on the board. They've doubled that number in the hit column with eight. LJ Jones would be next. Payoff pitch from Jordan. Wave and a miss for strike three. Got Buschberger on the off-speed delivery. Second time Buschberger's gone down on strikes, but the damage has been done. Three runs home for the Chiefs. An error. Plates two, Tommy Ju drives in the other with an RBI double. It's 4-1 Chiefs after seven on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Top of the eighth, Nick Trigerlich-Iverson. He fires a first pitch. Results in a swing and a miss from Jefferson Caro. Caro 2-for-3, a double and a base hit. Swings at this one and loops it into shallow left. Coming on Reichenborn. Looking up into the Peoria night sky to make the catch for our number one. We'll bring up Ernesto Martinez. Nick Trigerlich-Iverson still going strong out of the Peoria pen. Got a cushion to sit on here as we reach the eighth. Peoria has put up three runs in the bottom of the seventh. 4-1 our score now. It's a throwing error from Ben Metzinger, third baseman for the Timber Rattlers, that allowed two runs to scamper home as Martinez looks at one low and outside. Tommy Ju then followed that up with an RBI double. He tucked it right inside the third base chalk as Martinez, healthy hack and a miss. It's 1-1. Ehrlich Iverson working quickly. 1-1 pitch. Martinez fouls it back into the screen. It's 1-2. Chiefs offense coming alive at a good time in the seventh. Ehrlich Iverson's 1-2. Missed tie and away. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Martinez swings and misses for strike three. Iverson dropped the changeup on him, disappeared. Two up and two down. Here's Ben Metzinger now. Metzinger 0 for 3. He's been retired by way of the K twice. See what Trigger League Iverson has in store for him here. It's a first pitch at the letters. Ruled a ball by Zach Martin. It's 1-0. Right-hander, quick pace. 1-0 pitch is punched foul to the net. 1-1. Chiefs aiming to hang on for their 25th win of the second half. Of course, both of these teams not playing for anything playoff-wise. None of that on the line tonight as the 1-1 pitch misses down. The aforementioned season series on the line. And a 2-1. This one, a ground ball left side of the infield. Cut off by the third baseman, Menlinger. His throw across is in time to end the inning. Breezy top half of the eighth for Nick Trigerlich Iverson. Three up and three down. Wisconsin goes in order. Chiefs on top 4-1. Bottom eight coming next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs nursing a three-run lead. L.J. Jones to stand in, looking to add on. Osvaldo Tobolini, Tyler Rankinborn to follow. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. First pitch of the inning, Jones sends a high fly ball into deep right field. Acosta ranging back, couple steps in front of the track. He ranges back and hauls it in for out number one. U.S. Cellular call to the pen. America's locally owned wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Miguel Guerrero on out of the pen, a 5-4 record, a 4.91 ERA on the season. Just recorded that first down against L.J. Jones. Here's Tovelin to stand in. Right-hander rocks and deals out of the line. Fastball right down Broadway for a strike, nothing at one. Brendan Howe, Cody Schindler with you here as we move through the eighth inning. A one from Guerrero. Tobolin slaps this one on the ground left side. Sliding stop made by Metzinger. His throw across is in time to nab Tobolin. Two up and two down for Tyler Rankinborn. Cody has rejoined us here in the booth. Didn't mean to put you on the spot there. I apologize. Filling in the rest of his book.
I've been running around tonight. We're having some fun. Last home game, right? Got to go out.
Why not?
With a bang.
Of course. Rankinborn 2-for-3. Pitch from Guerrero. High and away for a ball, 1-0. As he frantically tries to scribble in the rest of his scorebook here. And I almost got you a gag gift.
Oh!
Those pens. Rankinborn drives this one deep to left field. Ranging after it is Robbie into the corner and makes the catch on the run to retire the sun. Rest of that story will have to wait. Three up, three down. Go the Chiefs in the top half of the eighth. Still clinging to that 4-1 lead. Bottom eight next. Peoria Chiefs, Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home?
Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Top of the ninth inning. From Dozier Park, Chiefs looking to take the season series 4-1. They lead the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. It will be Garcia, Robbie, and Murray Dew in the top of the ninth. Cody Schindler, Brendan Howe with you as we wrap up the home slate. Pitch Garcia cuts and misses, count nothing and one. I do want to allow you to elaborate on your story, Brendan. You said you were gonna buy something.
I was.
Hold that thought. Garcia, deep drive to center field. Jew looking up. This ball is off the wall. Garcia, that would have been one of the more impressive homers of the year. Came up just shy. He'll settle with a leadoff double in the Wisconsin ninth.
To try and elaborate on the story here, We've had an ongoing joke up here in the press box all year. If you've been with us, you know I use multicolored pens. Cody sticks with one pen. I don't know how you do it, but I was going to get you the erasable pens that I use. Have you try them out for basketball season, see how you might like them. And, you know, but we had a shipping issue, so unfortunately they didn't get here in time, but they will be with you at some point.
First pitch to Robbie, a strike called, nothing one. How about that? Erasable pens. I kept saying, oh, well, you know, I need to go try them, knowing full well that I probably wouldn't make that purchase.
And I knew you wouldn't.
So that's why
I took the initiative and went ahead and did that for you.
Wow, fantastic. How much do I owe you?
Nothing.
Robbie lines one fouled on the right field line, count nothing and two.
It's on the house.
It's on the house.
H-O-W-S-E.
I like that. 4-1 Chiefs. We're in the top of the ninth inning. League-wide off day tomorrow. We'll wrap it up with six games in Quad Cities next week. Two-strike serve. Misses away. One ball and two strikes. See the runner at second. Measures a decent lead. Now the 1-2 pitch. It's taken outside. Two balls and two strikes. Brendan, I will say it's been a lot of fun tonight doing the two-man booth. Robbie fouls back. Haven't had the luxury to really dive into this season, but nice to do it here in game 66.
Better late than never,
That's the old saying goes. We had some fun tonight. We came up empty on the ice cream, however. So
yeah, can't have it all, I guess.
Not a perfect game. 2-2, a cut and a miss. Down goes Robbie. There's one out in the Wisconsin ninth. There's Ethan Murray to the plate, our Hardy's strikeout batter. Is Hardy's an East Coast thing? Are you going to go back to Boston and say, I want some Hardee's?
I'm not. I don't believe that. I've never seen one. That doesn't mean we don't have them.
Maybe Carl's Jr.'s?
Nope, that's definitely not.
Definitely not.
Definitely okay. Not something that we have obtained on the East Coast.
First pitch outside, ball one. I've come to realize that as you kind of move throughout the country, that the palates are regionalized.
Absolutely.
Where were we at? At
Dayton. Of course, our Skyline Chili incident. That was an experience as Murray puts a charge into one. Deep right towards the corner. It is gone. Murray sneaks it inside the foul pole. A two-run homer. Hardy strikeout batter. Took a big Hardy hack. And a two-run homer makes it a one-run ball game. Hold the phone. 4-3 to score.
Well, that's some serious opposite field power from Murray that time. It was an outside fastball, not bad placement from Tregerlik Iverson. If you want to live on the edge, quite literally, and Murray got the barrel to it in time, able to drive it down the line and right for the home run. Makes things a little bit more interesting here down the stretch.
And it intrudes on our Skyline Chili adventure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Costa steps in before he does. Patrick Anderson out to have a word with his right-hander, so that gives us some time. But we wanted to go try Skyline Chili while we were in Ohio because it's such a polarizing topic. And Lyle Goldstein with the Dayton Dragons, he kept saying that, well, Cody might like it because it's a regionalized thing. It's a Midwest thing. I think it was a roundabout way of saying that I'm a hefty guy, and I might be someone who enjoys a bowl of chili.
Come on now.
So, but I did not like it.
It was subpar to say the least. I don't want to rag on it too much here, but you know, it definitely missed its mark. That's for sure.
For every two guys like us that don't like it, there's two others that do like it.
You know,
so
fair enough.
It evens out. But
we'll have to ask Lyle Arnold over here, our pitch clock operator. Ohio, he's an Ohio guy.
He does not care for it.
He doesn't? No, okay, so you've had this discussion?
Yes.
Okay, so
he thinks it's a little overblown. But even some Ohioans don't like it. He's not sure how it caught on as, like, their food. So, meanwhile, the meeting on the mound has dispersed. Nick Tregerlik Iverson will remain in the ball game. Try to slam the door shut. Base is empty, one out. 4-3 Chiefs. Two-run blast by Murray as tighten things up. Now time call. What are we waiting on here? Did I miss something? Okay, we can play now. First pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Costa did not agree.
I think we had a baseball loose in the Wisconsin pen.
That'll happen. Left-hander up and throwing. Here's the 0-1, a cut and a miss. No balls and two strikes. And now Acosta will ask for time. 3-5-1 for Wisconsin, 4-8-2 for our Chiefs. Ant's trying to get into it. 0-2 serve. Fastball outside. 1-2. Everybody on the top step. Respective dugout. So 1-2 serve. A squibber off the end of the bat. Charging Chambers. Off balance throw to first. They got him. Bang, bang play. Ryan Van Vranken with the call. Credit Tobeline. A nice stretch on the back end. And just like that, two outs for Darian Miller.
That's a heck of a play all the way around. Tough play for Chambers, who was leaning to his right. Momentum was carrying him toward the third base bag. Had a sling across body. Tobeline with it, like you said, Cody, nice play on the back end.
This pitch to Darian Miller misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The Y in the next pitch. Again taken outside. Two balls and no strikes. Chiefs in yet another one-run contest, 11-22 this season. Teams decided by a single tally. 2-0 pitch, splits the plate, in for a strike. It's 2-1. Quick-working right-hander is next pitch. Called strike two. Some of the folks rising to their feet here at Dozier Park. Two and two. Tregerlik Iverson to the plate. Just missed with a heater.
about as close as it can get right there.
Thought he clipped that outside edge. Chorio on deck. The payoff to Miller. Called strike three. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson pumps the fist. The Chiefs hang on 4-3, the final. And with the victory, they take the season series from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 11 games to 10. 4-3, your final tally. The Chiefs end the home slate with a win for the first time since 2017 when they knocked off the Quad Cities River Bandits. Peoria 53-73, 25-35 in the second half. Wisconsin drops to 65-60, 29-31 in the season's second half. 4-3 the final. Brendan, your thoughts on this ball game tonight?
Well, it was just a great way to go out, right, with the win at home in front of the home crowd, fan appreciation night. That in and of itself is great, but the pitching, you really can't say enough about what they were able to do. Austin Love, Nick Trogerlich-Iverson, who was stretched out of the bullpen tonight, he did a phenomenal job holding it down. The home run at the end made things a little bit interesting, but Chiefs able to cling to that one-run advantage all the way to the finish line, and that seventh inning really was what aided them on the way to the win. That throwing error from Ben Metzinger really made the difference here tonight, and that hit from Tommy Juth added the extra insurance. That would be all that the Chiefs needed to hold this one down and collect the win. Just a great performance, really top to bottom tonight.
Fantastic ball game, well played. 4-3 the final. The Chiefs win it. Wisconsin ultimately takes 4-6 in this series, but the Chiefs did enough to secure the season series. Brendan, I want to thank you for all your hard work this season. It's been a ton of fun getting to know you and listening to you and having some back and forth banter. You now can fully engage as a Red Sox fan.
Exactly.
Why,
right?
You'd want to do that down the stretch and put yourself through that punishment, I don't understand, but more power to you. Thank you for being here this season.
Of course. No, thank you for taking a chance on me and, you know, the knowledge that you've passed along to me and, you know, everything that we've been able to share together, fun times, banter, and everything in between. It's much appreciated. So thank you very much for the opportunity to allow me to kind of sit in your seat for three innings a night. And thank you to everybody else in the press box here. It's made our lives a heck of a lot easier, and it's much appreciated. So
many great folks up here in the press box and around the ballpark with touch on that a little more in the post-game show, so please feel free to stick around for that. Brendan's going to go deliver the box scores, and we may hear from him one more time. We'll see where the night takes us. Chiefs win the ball game 4-3 the final. They win the season series 11-10. Post-game show next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria. At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. we connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Welcome into the postgame show. Chiefs win the home finale, 4-3 in the final. They improved to 53-73 on the year, 25-35 in the second half. Wisconsin now 65-60, 29 up, 31 down in the season second half. 4-8-2, just a little bit better than 3-5-1. Chiefs win it and will roll into Quad Cities feeling good about themselves on Tuesday. Let's dive into the numbers. The winners go first. As always, here are the numbers for our Chiefs. Todd Lottie was 0-for-3 this evening. He was hit by a pitch. Tough way to get aboard, but Lott with one reach. Tonight, Jacob Buschberger, fine outing, 2-for-4 with a run scored. He punched out twice. L.J. Jones, the designated hitter, was 1-for-4. Osvaldo Tovelin, 1-for-4 with an RBI knock. Tyler Reichenborn, a fine outing, 2-for-4, a run scored. He doubled and was right in the middle of that three-run seventh inning. Mac Chambers, 0-for-3. Noah Mendlinger, 1-for-2 with a walk this evening. Luis Rodriguez, 0-for-3 with a run scored. Tommy Jew, 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. As a team, the Chiefs finished 8-for-30. They were 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position and left four men on base. The numbers for Wisconsin, Darian Miller, we kept him in check. 0-for-5 with a pair of punch-outs tonight. Really, we held the two big poppers in check, right? Jackson Chorio hitless, 0-for-3, a walk, a strikeout, a run scored. Jefferson Carroll fine outing, two hits with a double and an RBI. Ernesto Martinez in his return from the injured list, 1-for-4 with a double. The third baseman Ben Metzinger was 0-for-4 tonight. Eduardo Garcia, the young shortstop, 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. Zach Robbie, he was 0-for-3 with a walk and two punch-outs. Ethan Murray, 1-for-3 with a two-run homer. Made it interesting in the ninth. A walk, a strikeout, a run scored. He was all over the line score tonight. And Jose Acosta finished 0-for-4. He punched out twice. As a team, the Timber Rattlers were 5-for-34, just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Hard to win that way. They left seven men on base. The winning pitcher, Nick Trogerlich Iverson, and the losing pitcher tonight, although all three runs were unearned, it's Brennan Jordan, the loss. Look, Iverson get the win. He will not get a save tonight, but certainly involved in the decision. He got the last out
to slam the door shut. We played this game in a little over 2 hours in front of 3,588 fans. They're going to go home happy for a variety of reasons. The Chiefs win, fireworks to come, fan appreciation night, and a fine evening overall at Dozer Park. We'll step aside. Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We return 4-3. Chiefs win it tonight on Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Back into the postgame show. Cody Simler here with you. Chiefs win it. The 2022 home finale, 4-3 the final. It was interesting at the end. Ethan Murray, a two-run homer, made it a one-run ball game. But ultimately, the Chiefs hang on. And as a result, they take the season series, 11 games to 10. As promised, let's check in with the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We'll go around the Midwest League and the Cardinals organization. Everything a final tonight, including a combined no-hitter. So South Bend, they locked up the West Division last night. They lose 2-1, and they were no-hit by the Lansing Lugnuts in a combined effort. How about that? 2-1 the final. Lansing a winner there. West Michigan, they knock off Fort Wayne convincingly 9-4. Beloit a winner 6-1 over Quad Cities. Pair of doubleheaders, Lake County and Great Lakes, they split two. Captains took game one 4-0. Game two, a 3-2 Great Lakes walk-off win. In Ohio, Dayton sweeps the doubleheader, winning 8-7 and 7-0 over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. So things are locked in the West Division. South Bend and Cedar Rapids will meet in the postseason in, what, a little over a week? I believe Tuesday. What's the date on that? September 13th? Right around that time frame, Cedar Rapids and South Bend will represent the West. We know Great Lakes will play somebody. We assume it will be Lake County in the East Division, but nothing official just yet. Let's go around the Cardinals organization, shall we? We start with the big club. What a way to win it tonight. 2-0. The Cardinals the winner over the Cubs. Albert Pujols hit home run 695, a pinch hit blast that sent Busch Stadium into a frenzy. How appropriate in what is likely his final at bat against the Chicago Cubs. It ends with a home run and a go-ahead home run at that. Down on the farm, AAA Memphis falls 12-4 at the hands of Nashville, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. Don't worry, we took care of the Brewers High A affiliate this evening. AA Springfield walks off 4-3. They beat Wichita on 10. Daytona 10-4 over single-A Palm Beach. The home slate has come to an end. We will pick it up on Tuesday. One more series, a six-gamer on the road in the Quad Cities. We'll take on the River Bandits from Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. Before we go, plenty of thank yous, plenty of folks that we have to acknowledge. Our game day staff, from the concessions workers to our head chef, Toby Marshall, who takes care of us and the media members up here each and every night. Certainly greatly appreciated. We have a variety of ushers that are here and members of the cleaning crew, security, the whole nine yards. Those folks, they should not go unnoticed as well, as they have put in a lot of hard work this spring and summer. Of course, to the folks up here in the press box, Alex Stauber, TrackMan operator, Mike Chiris here, DJ, a couple of different official scorers throughout the year, Michael Packard, Rob Rapp, Lyle Arnold, of course, Brendan up here as well. Those folks done fine work. Jacob Steinberg was in and out. You got to know him last year. A big thank you to all of those folks. And then, of course, to our front office staff for the opportunity to call Chiefs baseball here on MILB TV. And last but not least, the fans, Chiefs fans and otherwise, we appreciate you tuning in all year long on MILB TV. You can still get the Chiefs call next week. Visit our website, PeoriaChiefs.com. You can catch the Peoria Chiefs streaming network on your mobile device, your laptop, your iPad, whatever they have nowadays, the whole nine yards. You probably watch it on your Apple Watch at this point, too. So, however you find us, it's greatly appreciated. We will have the six-game set from Quad Cities starting on Tuesday. That puts a bow on an awesome night this evening from Dozer Park. For Brendan, for our entire Peoria Chiefs media staff, this is Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, where the Chiefs win it 4-3, the final, and we'll head into the off day on a high note. Be sure to join us Tuesday. We'll kick off the final series of the year from Davenport, Iowa. Until then, enjoy your three-day weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Good night, everybody.